Blog Talk Radio.
Well, testing 1, 2, 3, testing 1, 2, 3. This is Don S. McClure, and I am on the air, and I don't know what the heck is happening.
Once in a lifetime does an author bring us such amazing stories filled with inspirational characters and adventures. Renowned American author Don S. McClure. In his book, Romantic Images of You, he pulls at your heartstrings with a couple that meet and fall deeply in love. You continue following this amazing love affair in The Gods and the Beginning of Life. In his book, I Love Writing a Fun Love Story, you meet a young writer who doesn't want to be famous and fights with his publisher to keep his life private. Within his books, you travel overseas in My Sister Tiana, a spy thriller unmatched by any other. And when you read To Have a Friend, one of the best crime thrillers ever written, you find yourself wanting to save a life of someone you know. And on your journey through his writings, you examine your faith in Dark Side of the Earth, Demons and Angels at First Glance. His abilities send our children on adventures to reach for the best in life, to believe in self-worth, and dreams do come true. Stories that warm the heart and leaves the reader with a smile. In Santa Claus vs. the Aliens and Santa Claus and the Robot Wars, you can find all of his amazing writings at dsmpublications.net. Yes, we are living in a time when an author touches our hearts and imagination. Renowned American author, Don S. McClure.
I like what he says that. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show. And, of course, I am the one and only Don S. McClure. And today is Friday, the 13th. And I did have some kind of crazy luck today. Things were going a little bit haywire, but they're back on track. And I'm telling you, we're going to have to buy a new audio board because my board just acts like it's possessed. I think I saw Damien's face inside my computer. Don, it's Friday the 13th. I said, oh, get out of here. If you want to listen to the show, dial 347-633-9376. That's the number you can dial to listen in to the show. And if you have a computer or a phone that's connected to the internet, you can go to www.dsm. Actually, let me, what is, too much red tea. You can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/Don S. McClure. And if you want to hear the show after it's done, we will usually put a link on my website, which is www.dsmpublications.net. And you will be listening to the show even on my website. Man, we are getting bigger and better by the minutes. I want to thank all of my fans, my supporters, my everything out there, man. I could not do this show without you. And I got to send a special thanks to my producer, JB Spirit. I couldn't do anything without them being involved in the show. So it's been really good. And I do mean I love everybody out there. Mwah, 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 mwah. Even my computer that I like to kiss on. Ooh, computer, I love you. I'm playing love songs for you tonight. It is going to be romance. But anyway, tonight is our love night. Oh, man, and some of them guys be crying their head off. Oh, baby, 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 please. So we're going to play some of that. If you can, go by Mo Better Jazz and listen to the fabulous Amaryllis Santiago. She's going to be appearing there tonight, and she is known as the Latin Phoenix. So if you haven't made your reservations, I'll just go by there anyway and just pay $10 and get into the show. I think you're going to enjoy it. It's at 2423 East 75th Street. It's called Mo, M-O, Better Jazz. And the guy I guess you could ask for is Derek. I know that's who I call and made my reservations. So I'm going to leave the show early tonight to get there and see my girl, my play sister, my boom boom, and see what she's got going on and just listen to a good show. So let's get the show started. Tonight's topic, what do you want out of life for yourself? The question today is, what do you want out of life? What is it that makes you say, I am happy, or that I will be fulfilled with what I have? Do you find yourself saying, I wish I could find something I actually enjoy? Or, if I could only get that ideal job or career, I wonder if I will be as happy or as satisfied as I see others who seem to be enjoying what happens and what happiness they have found. Do you find yourself asking the question, when will I just be happy? H-A-P-P-Y with a question mark. So I want you to think about that. I want you to get your pens and papers and write that down and say, what do I want out of life? And it's not about timing. It's not about your cousin. It's not about any of that. It's about what do you want out of life? So let's get the show started. We're going to get one of our little crying songs. It's called Last Night by AZ Yet. And I like this group. And he saw this girl, and his eyes just came out of his head. And when she kissed him, he said, oh, last night? Oh, I just feel in love, 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 love. And I think he ate some ice cream. So let me get the show started. It's called Last Night by AZ Yet, Y-E-T. And they're a good group. But tonight is love night, so we're going to be playing some love for you people out there. And don't cry.
As we explore your image of love.
Last night. Oh, man, you know what he wants out of life. I mean, can you think about that? I got tears in my eyes. I kid you not, starting to show up. This man say he saw the sun at night. He saw the moon. He saw the stars. He saw heaven. Man, whoever that girl is, she could kiss because she got him wound up. That man say, oh, Lord, that's what he wanted out of life was her. Oh, Lord, I got to calm down. I got to drink some real tea after that one. That's last night. And can you imagine at night you see the sun? Woo, that's kind of deep. What do you want out of life for yourself? We know what A to Z want. But, oh, man, he saw heaven. You got to think about that. What do you want out of life for yourself? The question today is, what do you want out of life? What would you like to have? What do you think you'd like to gain? Right now at this moment, what is it that would make you say, I'm happy? And could you actually be satisfied with where you are right now and just be happy with that? I mean, the question on the table tonight is, what do you want out of life? Do you want the stars, the heaven, the moon? You want that perfect girl? What is it that you want? And if you write that down and think about it and put it on a board and just decide right now at this minute, you are going to find what you want. We're going to play a track by Sierra, and she's telling him, I bet you don't know what you want because you had something good. Now you're chasing them silicone girls with long Brazilian hair, and that's probably not what you want. So I guess she's asking him, I bet you're going to miss me after you got through chasing all that other stuff. So again, tonight is love night, so get your tissue out. I'm going to cry a little bit. And then I got some stories to tell you about the ice cream girls because they wrote me on Facebook. I can't believe that. Anyway, let's play Sierra, I bet. And when I come back, we've got more great music for you on the Don S. McClure Show, the one and only Don S. McClure. And my board is lit up with blue lights from all over the country listening to me, Don S. McClure. Be one that knows that.
If you ask me if I knew better now, hell yeah. You you can keep that bitch over there.
Your bitch over there.
Giving me the ugly shit.
That.
The one with the silicone ass.
That one right there.
And the Brazilian hair.
Yeah.
You ain't gonna respect me, no, soon I ain't there.
I'm gonna. Oh.
See, I got you comfortable, now you ain't pretty scared.
But I bet you start loving me.
I bet.
Never start loving someone else. Somebody better than you. I bet you start needing me. Soon as you see me with someone else. Somebody other than you. And I know that it hurts. You know that it hurts your pride. But you thought the grass was greener on the other side. I bet you start loving me. Soon as I start loving someone else. Somebody better than you.
Think she know what she want either at the end of the song. She can tell her I'm still in love. Well, hey, you just said I bet you gonna feel bad when you see me with somebody else. And who is that girl over there wearing that silicone hat? That one that's giving me the stab. I mean, man, you know what? I'm telling you, figure out what you want out of life, not what somebody else wants for you, but what you want out of life. And she say, hey, I'm going to give you back the keys. Somebody else can buy me a car. I don't think she know what she really wants. But anyway, tonight we're talking about what do you want out of life? And I hope it ain't no, I guess it could be silicone hair. I don't know. Anyway, you're listening to the Don S. McCoy Show. And tonight, like I said, is our love night. We have to do this once a month. We got to cry our fool head off and play some songs. Where they get the girl, they lose the girl, they get the guy, they lose the guy, they fall in love, they go crazy, they come back, they end up in the crazy house, they come up out of the crazy house, they just all confused. So, hey, did you know I got a chance to watch a little bit of the TLC story or the biopic, and it had my girl in there, Keke Palmer. And do you know they said they wanted to be entertainers, and they had actually sold over a million albums and became platinum, and the agents and Pebbles and all them didn't even pay them. They were the top music group, wanted to be in the business, and was broke, and had sold platinum albums. I mean, people were just messing over them left and right. So if you get a chance, take a look at that track, that movie. I got to find the name of it, but I bumped into it last night watching TV, and I just couldn't believe it. And they talked about all of them, how the lady gave them some old used cars and told them, you know, hey, this is what you get. And they were on top. So it shows you, if you know what you want out of life, make sure you check those contracts that you're signing so you don't get messed up. So you don't be sitting in the corner talking about, I bet you I should have signed something else that was better than me. And Don, you sure can't sing. That's corny. Let me play this track by Mary J. Blige. Let's speed it up a little bit because I'm crying all over my computer. It's called Stay Down. And she's saying she's going to stay down with her man. She ain't interested in that other stuff, those silicone. But again, think about it. What do you want out of life for yourself? Because one thing is true, my mother taught me, nobody can make you happy. You have to make yourself happy. So if you know what you want, then you can do it. You can get it. And you'll find yourself asking yourself the questions, hey, I want to be happy. Did you know? I guess that's what I was asking him. Did he know? Did he know what he wanted out of life? I guess that's what she was saying. Did you know she's going to be there? She's going to be down with you. So one of the things about life, again, is just figuring out what you really want. A lot of times people tell you what they think that you want. But only you know that. You know, like she said, at 1 minute she thought maybe this was God's design for them to do so and so, to break up. Then she said, well, actually, that may not be it. So again, it's like no matter how much confusion goes on, and believe you me, Friday the 13th will bring you some confusion, but you need to figure out what it is you want and what you want out of life. Again, let's put that capital in there. What you, Y-O-U, what you want out of life. Not anybody else, but you. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show on Love Night, and we're playing some love songs where you get the boy, you get the girl, you get the girl, you lose the girl, you get the boy, you, I don't even know anymore. My head be spinning around like the Exorcist. I can't figure it out, man. Here's a track by A-Z Yet, Y-E-T. I thought that was a strange name for a group, but that's their name. It is featuring Peter Cetera, C-E-T-E-R-A. It's called Hard to Say I'm Sorry. And actually, this song was first recorded by a group called Chicago on their album. It's a gold album with a big Chicago written on the front of it. And that's ancient history. But these guys took it and created some harmony that is just amazing. So again, we always give credit to Boys to Men and Breakdown Group and whatever else their names are. But these guys actually could sing. This track is featuring Peter Cetera. It's with a group called A to Z, A-Z actually, Yet, A-Z Yet. That's their name. So look it up. But anyway, it's called Hard to Say I'm Sorry, featuring Peter Cetera. And when we come back, we've got some messages for you and some more love songs on Love Friday.
From each other,
Oh, and that was so sweetie beady. See, that's what I'm talking about. That's love. I don't want to let you go. Hey, did you know they asked me to sing with them in their group? It was going to be, actually, the original song, well, the title was going to be A.Z. Yet and Maybe Don. Oh, man, was that corny, but okay, all right, okay. Anyway, you're listening to the Don S. McClure Show. I am the one and only Don S. McClure. Don't forget, tonight I will be at the Mo Better Jazz listening to Amaryllis Santiago, 2423 East 75th Street. That's my girl. We're going to jump into Mary J. Blige. What do you want out of life for yourself? That's the question tonight on the table. And like I said, find something that actually you enjoy. It's not about the money, because that's what TLC and them were saying. They actually enjoyed singing. They just didn't like not getting paid and people beating them out their money. But the thing is, find something you really like, something that you want to do. Now, there's a difference. I want you to understand the difference in what you want to do out of life, or what you want out of life, versus what you do in life. Two different things. So you got to think about that. Here's Mary J. Blige singing Hood Love. And, you know, I like this video, man. If you haven't seen the video, you got to see the video for Mary J. with Hood Love. I got hood love, Donnie. I think about the ice cream girls when I play this song, for real. Because them were some hood girls.
Still
And we're back, and you're listening to the Don S. McClure Show on our Love Friday. And the number you can listen to the show all over the world, 347-633-9376. That's the number you could just dial on your regular telephone, cell phone, any phone, and listen to the show. I got to send a shout-out tonight to Sam. She says she was not feeling well. She called me earlier, and she's a co-writer. She's one of the writers that I met at a conference not too long ago, and she just said she wasn't feeling too well. So I told her I'd send a shout-out for her and hope she feels better. And tonight is Friday the 13th, so all the goblins and chairs and broken mirrors and black cats. Actually, did you know I slapped the black cat yesterday? I just slapped the fool out of him. He ran past me and touched my toe. And I just slapped him. Boop! And he said, Don, tomorrow, Friday, I'm going to get you a black cat. Get out of here. I don't believe in that junk. Let me play this quick message. And when I come back, we've got more great music. And we want you to think about, what do you want out of your life? Actually, it's up to you.
Outdoor grilling is a great way for family and friends to enjoy the many tastes of summer. So when planning your next barbecue, remember to think safety first. Avoid wearing loose-fitting clothing when grilling at home or a campsite. Keep children at a safe distance. Have a fire extinguisher handy. And put out all fires before leaving the grilling area. For more tips on safe grilling, visit the Bureau of Fire Services website at michigan.gov/BFF.
Olive Garden is bringing tempting new layers to our famous lasagna, starting at $11.99, with three new irresistible dishes like chicken parmigiana lasagna, ravioli alfredo lasagna, and seafood lovers lasagna, all with our unlimited salad and breadsticks, and all starting at $11.99. You won't want to miss a single layer, so come in now. Olive Garden, we're all family here.
Oh, isn't that sweet? And actually, Olive Garden is one of my favorite places. They got some great food. So again, if you get a chance, I want you to go by there and get their food. Just eat at the Olive Garden. They got the best bread in the world, and I love bread. I could eat bread for days, bread and water, like I'm in jail. Just drink up all the water and eat all the bread. Man, that Olive Garden, I wonder if they owned by some prisoners or something, because their bread is really good. Let me play this track. Oh, man, Don, you're corny. You are really, really corny. Let me play this track that I'm looking for, actually, on my board. Oh, man, this is crazy. This is really, really crazy. Okay, it's a track by Dakota Staton, and it's from some time ago, and it's called The Simple Life. Now, the reason why we're playing it, she's going to tell you what she really wants out of life. And the amazing part is, she's not looking for all that glitz and glam. She just wants the simple life. So it's a great song. It's in our jazz section on Love Night. So let's listen to Dakota Staton and The Simple Life. And I want you to sit back and listen to the words and think about it. And then say to yourself, heck no, I don't want no potatoes.
Thank you.
And you know what? My older brother used to play that song. And I had to think about that when I was playing it. It's like she said, hey, I just want a little cottage filled with joy and laughter, not a big house with a whole lot of problems. So I want you to think about that. But that's what she wanted out of life. So, again, it's really up to you. What do you want out of life for yourself? And I just think it's a great question that some of you need to think about. You know, had a bunch of conversations this week with a lot of people, and they said, I'm going to think about that, Don. I'm going to put on my thinking cap and see what the heck it is I want to do. We're going to go to our Latin section for tonight on the Love Show on Friday. It's kind of like the Love Boat. Love, exciting and new. Come aboard. Get on your radio, too. And, oh, okay, all right. Somebody told me, Don, please quit singing. I said, okay, all right. Anyway, we're going to play our Latin track for our Latin audience, and it's India, and everybody knows I'm wild about her, and I'm going to see the Latin Phoenix tonight, Amarilla Santiago. But let's get into this track, and when I come back, we've got more great music on Love Night on a Friday, on the 13th. Man, I hope you hold them close or hold her close or do something.
Y este nudo no me deja.
Now, you know, my producer asked me, what are they saying? And this is honest to God truth. I said, they're saying, I love the Dondo, that Don McClure. He's coming to town. That Don McClure, that Don McClure. Everybody get up and clap. Oh, let's say, oh, let's say. Oh, man. I'm telling you. My producer said, you quit lying. That's not about you. Oh, okay. All right. What do I want out of life? I want my name on the top of buildings. Did you know I used to go down to the lakefront? This is honest to God truth. And I'd see all these logos in the sky, big buildings. And I said, I want mine. I want my name up there. So that's what I want out of life. My name to go through the ages. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show. And I am the one and only. I'm about to play one of the sad songs to get your tissue. Because after all that joy they had, he said, I don't ever want to see you again. Oh, man, that's what I told them ice cream girls. I don't ever want to see them again. Do you know they were cheating on me, going to another ice cream guy truck and getting ice cream? And, man, when I came up there, actually somebody put a letter on the front of my ice cream truck when I was 11, and they told me. And that's why I'm playing this song, because he's talking about he got a letter, and they didn't sign the letter, but they put it on my ice cream truck. And they said, man, you so wild about them ice cream girls, but they cheating on you. So let me play this sad song so I get my tissue out. I don't ever want to see you again by Uncle Sam. I kid you not. That's his name, Uncle Sam. I got to find out what happened to Uncle Sam, too. He's got a couple of good tracks. But let's all go ahead and cry a little bit now, because he's laying in bed with his woman, and he found a note, a letter that somebody sent him. And I don't know how a letter got in his bedroom, but that's what he said.
I don't ever wanna see you. I must have been blind, because I sure didn't see this one.
I once was blind, but now I see.
My best friend. They say keep the ones you love close, and your enemies even closer. But I can't win for losing.
Because
the one I love is a friend to me. Ended up being my true friend.
You know what? That man said, I would rather have a cold than to see you. I said, dang. He said, I don't want to see you again. And in the video, she didn't get nobody. All of them left her. I said, oh, man, that's cold. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show on Love Night, Romance Night. And these guys are just crying over these girls. So anyway, that's how the song went. He said, hey, I don't even want to see you again. He say, why'd that be my best friend? How come it couldn't have been Billy Bob or Billy Bud or somebody? Oh, man. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show on a Friday, the 13th, and it is 7:57. And I am going to leave the studio early tonight, and I've got an engagement to go to. But, man, I got to clear up my glasses. They are fogged with all this crying. Just cry, 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 baby. Oh, man. That's what I told the ice cream girls. I don't ever want to see you again. You know, I wouldn't care if I caught a cold. I wouldn't give you no more ice cream. Just none. We're going to play a track by Dion Brumfield. It's a fast track, so I can quit crying. It's called Move a Little Faster. And tonight we are talking about what do you want out of life for yourself? Just think about that. You know, I talk to so many parents who tell me that their children just constantly call them. Even though they're grown, they don't seem to know what they want out of life. Then you talk to friends of yours. They just can't figure out the job they really want. They're like, man, I just don't know what I want out of life. And I say, that's why you're confused. You got to figure out what it is you, Y-O-U, what do you want out of life? And not what you want to be, not what you want to grow into, not what you think you want to do, but what do you want, which means that I believe that in every community where the people are just not maybe doing as well as they want to, what they want out of life is a better life, you know, more in their bank account or just a way to say, you know what, if I feel like buying a piece of bread, I can get it. So I want you to think about that. We're going to play Move a Little Faster by Deanna Brumfield. This girl is sharp, and she's telling them ice cream girls, you got to move a little faster if you want to catch up with her.
Yeah.
Now, you're talking about a track. That's why she said, I know what I want out of life. You got to move a little faster. You got to be sure about what you want if you're going to talk to me. And that's the thing we're talking about. What do you want out of life? What do you want out of life for yourself? That's important. We're going to take a quick break, and when I come back, we've got more great music. It is 8:02, and you're listening to The Don S. McClure Show.
Once in a lifetime does an author bring us such amazing stories filled with inspirational characters and adventures. Renowned American author Don S. McClure. In his book, Romantic Images of You, he pulls at your heartstrings with a couple that meet and fall deeply in love. You continue following this amazing love affair in The Gods and the Beginning of Life. In his book, I Love Writing a Fun Love Story, you meet a young writer who doesn't want to be famous and fights with his publisher to keep his life private. Within his books, you travel overseas in My Sister Tiana, a spy thriller unmatched by any other. And when you read To Have a Friend, one of the best crime thrillers ever written, you find yourself wanting to save a life of someone you know. And on your journey through his writings, you examine your faith in Dark Side of the Earth, Demons and Angels at First Glance. His abilities send our children on adventures to reach for the best in life, to believe in self-worth, and dreams do come true. Stories that warm the heart and leaves the reader with a smile. In Santa Claus vs. the Aliens and Santa Claus and the Robot Wars, you can find all of his amazing writings at dsmpublications.net. Yes, we are living in a time when an author touches our heart and imagination. Renowned American author, Don S. McClure.
Oh, I just really love it when he says my name. Matter of fact, I like all our voiceover people because they say my name all the time. Don, 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 Don. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and I want to send a shout-out to my sister in Iowa. She has a show called The Voice of Joy, and she is really a joy and inspiration to me. I just think that when you really decide on what you want out of life, guess what's going to happen? Whatever's going on in your life, you're going to say, you know what, that's fine, but that's not what I want. Either you want whatever it is, whatever stars you want to chase, whatever sunlight you want to catch, whatever it is, those one little things that you know will make you happy, what you want out of life. And that's something to think about. We're going to play my man again, Jacure. His name is Jan, and he calls himself The Cure, C-U-R-E. And I like this track, man. This is just my man here. So it's on Love Friday. It's my Jamaican track. It's my main man, The Cure. And it's a track called On You.
Ooh, yeah. Hey. Here comes The Cure again. Yeah. Sitting here by the phone, waiting on you to tell me what to do.
Tell me what to do.
Oh yeah, no one to fall asleep, all alone. It makes you worry up and tell me when to move. 'Cause it's all on you.
On you.
Got me feeling in the worst way.
Sugar.
Don't mean to come up Thursday. Begging for your mercy. Won't you make time to squeeze me in? Say that you were busy.
Sugar.
I've been more than patient all day.
Sugar.
If you think I'm worthy to kiss upon your lips again. 'Cause I've been sitting here by the phone, waiting on you to tell me what to do.
Tell me what to do.
Oh yeah. No one to fall asleep. All alone. It makes you worry up and tell me when to move. 'Cause it's all on you.
On you.
Don't be stingy with your love now.
Sugar.
You know I got a sweet tooth.
Sugar.
Got me thinking about the last time we steamed up the windows in my car.
Hey.
Can't you see you got me worked up?
Sugar.
Like an hourglass, it curves up.
Sugar.
Took a while to build my nerve up. Now I'm running out of words to say. 'Cause I've been sitting here by partner fall asleep all alone. Get your worry up and tell me when to move, cause it's all on you. If it's wrong to be saving this love on you, then girl, I don't wanna be right.
I don't wanna be,
oh no,
I don't wanna be, I don't wanna be right.
Listen, cause if I gotta go to war to prove I'm down for you, girl, I'ma put up that fight,
I'm
just to show you I'ma be around. Sitting there waiting on you.
Hey,
by the phone, waiting on you to tell me what to do.
Tell me what to do.
You know what? I don't think he know what he want. He say, I'm sitting by the phone waiting on you to tell me what to do. I don't know, man. It's just, you know what? Figure out what you want. Do you find yourself asking the question, when will I just be happy? And if you're asking yourself that question, then you got to figure out that evidently you don't know what you want out of life for yourself. If you got to ask yourself, when will you be happy? I just don't get it. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and I am the one and only. We talked about a guy named Uncle Sam, and I'm telling you, that's his name. You can look it up. He's got a track called When I See You Smile, I Just Feel So Good Inside. And that's the same guy that, didn't he just sing that song, talking about, I don't want to see you. Well, I guess he found her. I guess he found the girl he wanted. And he says, when I see you smile, I just feel so bubbly inside. I guess she's his sweetie beatie. I don't know. But anyway, you're on the Don S. McClure Show. It is 8:09, and I'm going to play this track by Uncle Sam called When I See You Smile, I Just Light Up All Over the World.
Just wouldn't have a clue. And sometimes it seems like this world closing in on me, and there's no way of breaking free. Then I see you reach out for me. Thank you.
Wow. Man, did they cut the track off? I guess they got tired of it. Oh, anyway, you listen to the Donis McClure Show on Love Friday. And we do that once a month. We just play love songs where you could just feel the love all over the world. Oh, man, that was just corny. Okay, the number to dial in, I'm just messed up tonight, 347-633-9376. That's the number you can dial to listen into the show. We're going to play a track called Clear My Name by Deborah Debs because she wants her name cleared. That's what she wants out of life. And I'm telling you, think about what you want that will make you happy. That's just a big question. Somebody on Facebook asked me, so what do you think? I say, well, hey, you got to find what you want out of life. And that's the whole key. It has nothing to do with all the other stuff. It's just what you want out of life. Your man. I like that. She know what she want out of life. She like, look, I ain't got to be bothered that stuff. Just clear up my name. Quit talking about me. All right. We got to play another sad song by Brian McKnight. This is Love Night. So you know them guys get all, you know, have you ever noticed all the good singers? They sing some sad songs. Oh, man, but this is called Steel by Brian McKnight. It is pretty good. I like Brian McKnight. But I'm telling you, think about it. Him Reuben Studdard, all of them, they be singing them songs, man. Like, you need some tissue for them. I hope they get them girls, or the girls get the guys, or whatever. Anyway, let me quit talking to play this track. It's 8:19.
Nothing's ever like it was. Girl, we've got a special thing. And all the happiness it brings is more than enough. I know it's hard to believe. You're still the biggest part of me.
Oh, that was so sweet. Well, my last song is getting ready to play. I'm going to say goodnight. I'm headed on out. Shake my tutu. No, actually, I'm not going to shake my tutu, but I am going to listen to my girl. I'm going to play John Don Joseph, and that's it for me tonight. Have a great weekend. See you next Friday. And don't forget, once a month, we do love night for all the lovers and all the breakups and all the get-back-togethers and all the marriages and all the whatevers and all of everybody. Just love, love, love. Mwah, mwah, mwah. Let me play this track so I can get out of here. Have a great weekend.
You call my name.